My guest today on the school report is Garraway Athletic Director Chip Amicone. Mr. Amicone, hi there. Thanks for stopping by today.
Hey, thanks for having me, as always.
The big news that happened since we spoke last is that the volleyball team has set an incredible milestone. Talk a little bit about this year's volleyball team.
Yes, very exciting. Hopefully they are coming together and playing their best here at the right time of the season going into tournaments. For the first time in 31 years, we are district champions, and I know Coach Swartz and the girls and their parents couldn't be happier, couldn't be more excited, but I can tell you they're not satisfied just stopping there. These girls would really like to go see Dayton firsthand, and I'm hoping for the best there for sure for them. It's been exciting.
What does that tell you about the group of athletes that you have, as well as, of course, they can't play unless they get the grades in the classroom? How does that play into things?
We've got great kids. I've always said our athletes are what they are because their parents at home are very supportive. They make them work hard. They're very involved. These girls are great. We've got some great senior leadership. Morgan Schlabaugh, Cora Head, Katie Mast, great girls, and a lot of young girls on the court that have really stepped up here all season long, honestly, but even in the face of the pressure of a district championship game, they seem to be exhibiting the maturity that it takes to get to that next level. So a lot of excitement there, everything coming together.
And the football team also making the playoffs. Talk about that.
We finished 8-2 this year, which is a great record. It's funny to feel that 8-2 just doesn't quite cut it for us, and I don't say that in an egotistical way, but we've had so much success. We've had such solid teams. We've had so many undefeated seasons that I know the coaches and the boys feel like they've somehow not done well, but they have. They've done a great job this season. Finishing 8-2, we're going to host the first round of the playoff game. We're going to be playing a team called Lakeview Bulldogs from up around Warren, Ohio, so they've got to travel down here a couple hours. They definitely look like a solid team on film. 5-5 record, but I have a feeling that does not indicate the quality opponent that we're about to face. But as always, very excited to get to host a playoff game, to get that atmosphere here, to have our kids experience that, and to have our community experience that. We've grown very accustomed and really enjoy that playoff atmosphere on the Hill. So looking forward to it Friday night, game at 7 o'clock. Tickets are online on the OHSAA site, but the tickets are also available at the door. And I believe, and I was just checking this, but I'm pretty sure ticket prices are $11 for adults and $5 for students this year.
All right. And of course, not only the volleyball team postseason, also the football team, but boys and girls golf also had a huge run in the postseason. Talk about that.
Unreal. Both teams, boys play down at North Star near Sunbury in the Columbus area. Fantastic course. I love going down there and watching our boys participate in the postseason, especially at that level. And they did a fantastic job, led by Trace Gibson, who made the first team All-Ohio. They finished third in the state. And there again, to look at their faces at the end of that match, you'd think that they lost miserably. I'm like, guys, you are phenomenal golfers. You're the third best team in the state. And once it all settles in, I think they're very proud of their accomplishments. I know Coach Michaela Johnson is as well. So a great year from them and a fantastic year. And I would say for our girls golf team, I would say everybody would say they even overachieved. A lot of young girls on that team had a great experience of going to Firestone for the first time for myself to watch one of our teams play. So that was a lot of fun, walking the course with them. And they, too, finished third in the state with some really young girls. So a lot of excitement there and hopes for the future. So fantastic fall season for both boys and girls golf, hanging two more banners in the gym for third place finishes at state.
And, of course, as we transition, we've got the tournament trail continuing. However, right around the corner, it's winter sports. How are things shaping up as we transition into basketball and wrestling and all things winter?
Well, we're still in the phases of fine-tuning the schedules and get T's crossed, the I's dotted, everything buttoned up. But it is just a matter of basically surviving the end of the fall here and hoping you're ready to go for the winter. The beauty is around here, I don't get a whole lot of break between my fall season and winter season. So that is a good problem to have, one that I'm used to, because our coaches and our kids from the fall do a fantastic job and extend our season a pretty long time. So a lot of fun, a lot of excitement here at Garraway.
Awesome. And before we wrap up, is there anything you want parents to know? Is there anything that parents need to know, coming up dates, anything important on the calendar?
Nothing that I can think of. I think everything's kind of been communicated, other than please, everybody come out Friday night and support the football team. By the way, volleyball plays Thursday night before the boys play on Friday. That's down in Heath, and it's an 8 o'clock game. So everybody take a nap Thursday afternoon and then drive on down to Heath and cheer on our girls play South Webster in the regional semi-volleyball match.
All right. Well, Mr. Amacone, thanks for taking a few moments to spend with us today.
Thank you.
My guest today on the School Report has been Athletic Director for Garraway, Chip Amacone, on WKLM.